It's Monday, Independence Day, July 4th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. It was the deadliest terror attack in Iraq in a year and one of the worst single bombings in more than a decade of war. The Associated Press reports that the Islamic State blew up a truck yesterday morning in downtown Baghdad on a bustling commercial street, killing 115 people and wounding another 187. Many of the victims were women and children who were inside a multi-story shopping and amusement mall. Presidential hopeful Donald Trump spoke at the Western Conservative Summit in Denver on Friday, the largest gathering of conservatives outside of Washington, D.C. The summit was sponsored by Colorado Christian University and featured Pastor John MacArthur, Duck Dynasty's Phil Robertson, talk show host Hugh Hewitt, and former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. Trump promised massive tax cuts if he's elected.
We're going to have massive tax reform and simplification, a big lowering of the taxes, the biggest of anybody by far. Hillary Clinton is raising your taxes. She's raising your taxes substantially, and there won't be simplification. We're lowering your taxes. You watch what's going to happen with the economy. We're lowering your taxes, big league, and tremendous simplification.
Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich is Donald Trump's first choice for vice president. According to a report from The Blaze, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie stands in second place. And the same attorney who vetted former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin for VP in 2008 is vetting Gingrich and Christie. Donald Trump is calling for charges to be filed against Hillary Clinton after she met with the FBI for 3 hours about sending classified information through her private email server. On June 30th, Franklin Graham brought his Decision America tour to Olympia, Washington.
I am running a campaign, but it's a campaign to put God back in the political process, okay? They said in the last election, 20 to 30 million Christians stayed home.
The Seattle Times reported that Graham said, "You're just going to have to ask yourself, which of the two do you think we as Christians will at least have a voice with? Now, you might have to hold your nose." A new Gallup poll has found that 89% of Americans say they believe in God, according to the Christian Post. When Gallup first asked the question back in 1944, that number was 96%. CNN reports that 50,000 English, mainly millennials, took to the streets of London on Saturday, objecting to the 52-48% vote in favor of Britain leaving the European Union. After they were sued by two homosexuals, the online Christian dating site, ChristianMingle.com, has agreed in court to open up the service to homosexuals. The plaintiffs claim the privately owned website violated California's anti-discrimination law, according to the Wall Street Journal report. Nonetheless, the Word of God still reminds us, "You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination." Leviticus 18:22. Elie Wiesel, the Auschwitz survivor who became an eloquent witness for the 6 million Jews slaughtered in World War II, died on Saturday at 87 at his home in Manhattan, reports the New York Times. The author of 60 books, including the 10 million copy bestseller Night, Wiesel was liberated from the Buchenwald Nazi concentration camp at the age of 16. On the 20th anniversary of the founding of the Holocaust Memorial Museum 3 years ago, Wiesel spoke about the heroic people who resisted the Nazis.
I remember I was going from one to the other. Members of the resistance in Poland and in Hungary and in everywhere. I said, "Tell me, what gave you the courage to resist? What gave you the courage to become a hero?" And all of them answered me, "We heroes? We were not heroic at all." And one said, "Look, if a child was running in the street, how could I open the door to save him or her?" And I said to myself, "Woe unto us. In those times, it was enough to be human to become a hero."
Those gutsy heroes of the resistance during the Nazi Final Solution lived out the command of Proverbs 24:11 to rescue those being led away to death. On this July 4th, I remind you that the Declaration of Independence, ratified on this day in 1776, complained about the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states, and that all men have been endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that's The World View on this Monday, July 4th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.